This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1011. Inundate your IELTS exam with this pandemic vocab.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
No matter where you live, the pandemic has affected your life in some way. Thus, it will also impact what you say on the IELTS speaking test. Find out what to say and how to say it today.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
Good morning, Jessica. I am excellent. I'm feeling really good. I saw a post from one of our students on Facebook, which really put me in a good mood.
Ooh,
it was Valerie. Yes, she took the exam, the IELTS exam, and got the score she needed, that magic 8777. She was so excited. And it was really interesting because I invited her to come on the podcast, but she let me know that she can't. She's so busy. She is inundated with work because she is a hospital pharmacist. And so ever since the pandemic has hit, she is crazy, crazy busy. So understandable that she won't be able to share, but she has been sharing with our Three Keys students lots of advice. They're like posting in there asking her, and she's sharing all her tips and tricks in the Facebook group.
Our students are so supportive of each other. That's one of the coolest things about the Facebook group is like seeing that somebody passed or got great scores and you're like, okay, like she did that. I can do that. And then being able to have that person as a resource. I'm surprised by how many people take the test and then stay in the group to help other people. Like that's amazing. Because for most people, I might even do the same thing. I'd be like, I'm done with that. I'm out of here. I'm not going to think about IELTS anymore.
Not me. I'm totally like our students. They're like, stick around and be like, I want to share my wisdom. I'd be like so excited about finally being past IELTS that I'd be like, ask me all the questions. I want to share all of everything I learned to pass it. That's my personality.
I love it. So guys, because of our student's great success and her post, we were thinking about how important it is to be able to talk about the current situation in the world, because so many IELTS answers that you guys practice will be different now because of the pandemic, because life has changed for most people around the world. And even if you're in a country like Taiwan, for example, who's like handled this thing amazingly and seems like pretty much normal, nonetheless, you're still a global citizen and your life will be affected somehow. So guys, we want to give you some vocabulary today that you should use to discuss the pandemic in your answers, and we will give you examples, okay? So we're not talking about like normal healthcare vocabulary, like let's memorize this list, vaccine, clinic. Like, no, you guys know those words, but what actually do we talk about? And when will this come up on IELTS?
Exactly, right? You're likely to get a speaking question. With the speaking personal coach classes we're teaching, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
Where we'll ask you something that's about a daily routine or just something you do every day. Like, for example, do you like to go to breakfast with friends?
Okay, guys, if you're listening to the podcast, I really encourage you to find this episode on our YouTube channel because I want you to see Aubrey's thinking face because it was a great thinking face and I want everyone to experience that delight. Okay, please.
I'll have to come back and watch the video because I wasn't looking at the camera. I'm just like thinking, what's a question? That's hilarious. But yes, that's the thing is, and the student will say, well, normally, you know, I go out to breakfast every Saturday with friends, but now with the pandemic, everything's different. And I haven't seen my friends in a year.
Totally. And it's those transitions that are also important, right? Like, well, I used to, right? Before this happened, previous to this year, but now, but currently, in this day and age, whatever, nowadays, right? So these transitions, these markers, these signpost words are very important to write down and practice. And also, guys, like, you don't have to talk about the pandemic on speaking. That's not what we're saying. It's not like it'll increase or decrease your score. But it would be weird if, okay, here's an example of what would be weird. If as an examiner, if I asked you, do you enjoy going to live music concerts? Because like, that's a question, right? It'd be weird if you're like, oh yeah, I go to them all the time. I love dancing with other people or whatever. That would be weird because I would be thinking the whole time like,
nobody's dancing.
You can't do that. What do you mean you like doing that right now? You're not. So it would be weird. Okay. So this is the idea of 4 a 7 or higher on speaking. It has to be natural. It has to be real, right? And this is sort of helping you approach that, right? So, okay, let's talk about 4 phrases that you guys should understand and practice using. And then we'll talk about where to put them on the speaking exam. So, Aubrey, what is our first phrase?
Yes, the first one I said when I was talking about Valerie's experience, that she is inundated with patients. Hospitals are inundated. This just means they're full, they're crowded, they're packed. But it's a band 9 word, guys. Instead of saying crowded, say inundated.
Yeah, it's like flooded, right? Inundated.
Inundation.
So it's like, it's a very imageful word. That's not a word. Imageful. It is full of imagery. Because you're like drowning, right? In all of this stuff that you're talking about. Some people right now are experiencing an inundation of feelings, right? That they're not used to dealing with. Maybe you are inundated with work right now because the nature of your responsibilities have changed. Because some people have lost work and other people have had to take on more responsibilities or different responsibilities, right? So inundated is the adjective and inundation is the noun. Okay. What is the next word?
Essential workers. So Valerie is one. And we do want to thank all of our essential workers, including Valerie. Congratulations on your scores. And also thank you for all of your hard work. You're putting yourself at risk, all of these essential workers, every day on the line. And this is a great thing to talk about on IELTS if you know any essential workers. Mm-hmm. Talk about them. Thank them in front of the examiner. This is great, right? And use that vocabulary to say essential workers. This means any first responders, any medical professionals, any essential services that couldn't just stay home in spite of the pandemic. They still had to go out and work.
That's what I was gonna point out because our students have probably read posts regarding or articles regarding essential workers in healthcare because that's the first thing we think about. But what about all the essential workers that are underneath the notice of society, right? Like maybe people stocking inventory in the back of grocery stores or, right? Like these people that literally, like, think about what you do every day. You couldn't do these things if it weren't for these essential workers. So I think this would be an interesting concept to discuss if you are asked about job satisfaction, salaries. There are often questions in writing task 2 and speaking part 3 about, like, what are some high paid jobs? And do you think there are other jobs that should be paid more highly? Right? Mm, so think about these essential workers in the food service industry, in grocery stores. You know, like everybody wants to go get takeout and delivery right now. What about the delivery driver? Like that person should get paid more money than minimum wage, perhaps. So yes, maybe define your own essential workers to discuss on the exam. Okay. Sweet. Hello, awesome, students. Thank you for listening today. I would love for you to take our free IELTS quiz. Find out your estimated IELTS band score and get free resources that I wrote just for your level. Guys, go right now to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Now, the next phrase, guys, is social responsibility. So the reason why I thought about this phrase is I've been having discussions with friends about whether or not to get the vaccine. Some people are afraid of it. Some people don't believe in it, which is a topic for another day. And people like me who are just like chomping at the bit, that's a great idiom to be like, oh, I can't wait. Just like so excited to get this vaccine. And it is so like I personally don't get sick, but it is mostly because of social responsibility, right? I want to be able to participate in society without threatening other people around me, you know, maybe like not carry this virus if I want to see my parents and what have you. So social responsibility. There's another side of that though, right? Like wearing masks, social distancing. Aubrey, where could people talk about social responsibility on the test?
This could definitely come up on task two. If you just, you know, there could be a question just about social responsibilities and is it our obligation to try to make sure that our behavior benefits society or not, right?
Right.
And also for sure, speaking part three. I can imagine lots of questions that where you could bring up and even things that seem a little smaller, like turning off the water when you're brushing your teeth, right? Little things just about, you know, regarding the environment as well as society as a whole. I could see it coming up a lot.
Yeah. I think if you guys are contrasting how your behaviors have changed also, this is a good explanation, right? So if you're like, you know, I mean, I wish that I could go hang out with my friends and go out to eat and do all this normal stuff. But because I have a strong sense of social responsibility, I I do not participate in those activities right now. How impressive would that answer be in a speaking part one?
I know, right? Instead of just saying like, yeah, I can't hang out with my friends right now because of COVID.
Exactly.
It's like throw in that good vocabulary.
Or like, yeah, just like a one word answer, just like, but pandemic. I mean, I think in the real world we say that, but you can't on IELTS. You can't just be like, well, you know, Corona or whatever.
Exactly.
you have to use more words than that. All right. The last phrase, guys, economic impact. This is definitely something that you will be reading about if you guys are keeping up with the news, which you should be if you're preparing for IELTS. So can you give us examples of what the economic impact has been?
Right. So it's interesting because you can talk about economic impact on an individual scale for an individual who loses their job, loses their salary, and now is having a hard time making ends meet. And you can also talk about the economic impact for a country or for the world at large. When businesses are closed, if people aren't frequenting that business and it closes, there's a ripple effect where the economy could even collapse, right? People don't have money to spend and it affects everyone. And it's can be a devastating economic impact.
Oh my God, there was so much great vocabulary there, Aubrey. Let's teach some more. So the first is using the verb frequent as, using it as a verb, right? And not an adjective, not like describing something that you do a lot. No, like this is a very high level way to use it if you switch it to a verb, meaning to attend something, to go somewhere often, right? To frequent this business means that you're going to go there a lot. So obviously that sounds a lot better than go there a lot. But also this idiom to have a ripple effect. Guys, if you imagine throwing a stone in water and you see the circles, right? And they grow bigger and bigger because of this one little stone. So because of this one thing, because of this pandemic, then it is having effects that go outward and outward and have long-term effects that you wouldn't necessarily associate with just a virus, right? I think in the future, this is going to be discussed a lot, this ripple effect on mental health. I'm already seeing articles analyzing the impact on students, on young people having a year off of school. Like, what is the impact of this? The ripple effect is enormous.
Yes, exactly, right? You guys, this is excellent vocabulary. You want to practice this. I've had in a few classes, I'll have a student stop and say sort of like, can I answer about the pandemic? Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or they'll just kind of get thrown off and pause and hesitate because they're not sure if they should answer about before the pandemic, how it used to be, or kind of more honestly about how things are now. Yeah. You want to practice answering questions and don't let this cause those pauses and hesitations. Yes, you can talk about how things are now. You can name the pandemic. It's not going to pull down your score, but you want to use great vocabulary like this so that you can get that 7 or higher for your vocabulary score.
Yes, exactly. No, that's a really good point, guys. Definitely practice these answers. Don't get thrown off. Don't hesitate. Don't be at a loss for words because you've never thought about this in English, right? You will, I guarantee you, guys, you will have answers that are different now because of this pandemic, right? Compared to what they would have been before. Like, how often do you exercise? What do you like to do with friends? Do you like to eat out in restaurants? I mean, there are so many IELTS questions, guys, that they will have different answers now. So learn this vocabulary, guys, and then come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 1011. We would love to hear your answers to these questions. Aubrey is going to put 3 IELTS speaking part 1 questions in the blog, guys, and we want you to come back and leave a comment with your answer and use today's vocabulary. And while you're there, guys, go ahead and take our free IELTS quiz. Find out what your estimated band score would be and get free resources that we designed just for your score. So come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. If you want to go straight to the quiz, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Okay.
Yes.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Very
yes.
interesting.
Yes, this is great. You guys are more prepared now than you were 20 minutes ago for your IELTS speaking exam. So that's a win. I feel good about
it. Oh, yeah. Last thing, guys. It would be a great help to the show if you could leave us a review and talk about, oh my gosh, today's episode 1011 was so useful. Everyone should listen. 5 stars. Guys, go ahead and leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It does greatly help IELTS Energy, guys. Okay, that is our last request. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
See ya. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.